Today's shiur will be beginning at the top of Daf Nun Tes Omed Aleph in Maseches Bava Basra. Before beginning the shiur, we recommend printing out the daf, and better yet, ordering your volume of Maseches Bava Basra from the set of Shas Ozer. Last time we saw three opinions as to explaining the opening line of the Mishnah, Hamar Zev Ein Lo Chazaka V'Yeshel Mekom Chazaka. We saw the opinions of Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. I'm able to cite those names rapidly only because they're marked off in triangles on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis, as you can plainly see by scrolling back to Nun Ches Amid Beis or looking back to that daf if you hold the volume of Bava Basra. The Gemara now wants to analyze which one of those opinions would be the most likely explanation. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Hamazchelo Yeshlo Chazoka. Whatever we offer as explanation to the Yeshlo Chazoka by the Mazchelo, that would be contrasted with the Ein Lo Chazoka of the Marzev. In other words, they have to be similar circumstances. So, the maschila we know is the main gutter that runs along the length of the roof. Bishlamo leman deomar hanoch tarti shapir. With regard to the first two explanations, those of Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina, we can understand the Mishnah. There's a smooth reading. As far as how the smooth reading takes place, one can glance at the Rashbam and see how he does it. So let's do that. The second line from the top in the Rashbam. Bishlamo leman deomar hanoch tarti shapir. De l'shmuel deomar ein lo chazoka meruach achas. That the spout running off the main drain does not have a chazoka from one end. Then our Mishnah will make perfect sense. Itzdirich lemeimar, avol hamaschelo yesh lo chazoka. As opposed to the spout that doesn't have a chazoka from a particular side, the maschelo, the main gutter, does. The dover kvius hu, v'ein regilim leokrom imokom lemokom. It's a fixed fixture attached to roofs, and it's unusual, it's uncommon to have the maschelo moved from side to side. So, what's the contrast? The maschela is not moved from side to side. The marzev is moved from side to side. V'chein de Rabbi Chanina, she'im hoya oroch mekatzro. As far as the marzev, the spout, was concerned, Rabbi Chanina said, ein lo chazoka meant that if it was longer than necessary, it can be cut down, it could be reduced in its length. Avol ha-maschela, yesh lo chazoka ve'ein mekatzro nosa. The gutter, though, is something that whatever length is there is what remains, and it's something that's not shortened. But as far as the issue of building underneath, what is the idea that the Mazchela has a chazoka? Namely, that there would be no building underneath. And the Marzev, Engel chazoka, means that there, yes, will be building underneath. If the neighbor, if the Baal HaChatzar wants to build, he can build. The Gemara inside. Elo leman diomar shimrotzo livnois tachtov boneh. That was the explanation given for marzev ein lo chazoka, that if the owner of the chatzar wants to build underneath, he has the right to do so. My nafko le mino. Why should it be that under the mazchela, which the Mishnah says yesh lo chazaka, why should that setup be one that the owner of the chatzar cannot build underneath the mazchela? The Gemara answers, hocha b'mazchela shel binyan askinan. We're talking about a gutter, mazchela, the main drain that's attached to the roof, is made of stone, made of brick. It's binyan. The Omar lay, the owner of the mazchila, can say to the fellow who wants to build a wall, build some structure underneath it, lo nicholi de tisra ashisoi. By your building underneath and banging with hammers and mallets and other construction equipment, it's going to cause vibration and weaken my mazchela. Rashbam de tisra ashisoi klomar mazchela shili tipol lekol makavois vagarzen. That my maschela might fall as a result of the vibrations from all the different construction tools. Aval gabi marzev de lo choshiv kolkach afilu havi shel binyan boine tachtov. However, as far as a spout is concerned, which is not such a significant structure, even if it were to fall, even if it were made of building material as opposed to, let's say, metal, which wouldn't be affected by the vibrations, but rather made of stone, brick, construction material, even if it were to fall, wouldn't be a major catastrophe, and hence the owner of the chotzer could build underneath. Inami, another distinction that might be offered between the marzev and the maschela, hai de kol maflik bein marzev lemaschela, hainu mishum de stam marzev shel eitz. Your standard spout was made of wood, not affected by building vibration, construction vibration. Ustam mazchela shel avonim. Your standard mazchela is made of stone, which is affected by construction vibration. You can see now in the Gemara text, there's a slash that indicates the end of a particular thought pattern, and we start something new. In glancing at the side of the Gemara, we have a no-say notation. We're going to be looking at the second no-say notation. It says, Ha'im bal hagag yochol listoim tsinor ha-mekaleach mayim l'chotzer chavero. Can the owner of the roof seal up a pipe from which water is flowing into the chotzer chavero? In other words, could it be that the owner of the chotzer has an interest in the water flowing off the roof, and hence it would be negative to the owner of the chotzer for the owner of the roof to seal off that water supply? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, in the Gemara, Tsinor hamekaleach mayim lechotzer chavero bo bal hagag lesosmo, a pipe that water is flowing from it into the chotzer of the neighbor, and the owner of the roof comes to seal it up. Baal hachotzer me'akev olav. The owner of the courtyard can prevent him from sealing it. Di amalei. The owner of the chotzer can claim, ki hechi da'at konis la chotzer didi lemishta bei maya. Just like you acquired rights in my chotzer to have your water flow into my chotzer. L'didi nami, for me as well, koni li maya d'igroch. I've also acquired the rights to the water from your roof. As we go on in the Gemara, we actually continue in the same flow, pun intended. You'll notice the double underlining. On the side, we have a note, mivneh, which introduces the marking. We can refer to the mivneh as a marking key, sugya by sugya. Here it says, de'ois shel gimel doros rabbonim. These are going to be the opinions of three generations of rabbonim, namely grandfather, son, grandson. Itmar, Rabbi Oshaya Omar me'akev, namely that the owner of the chotzer can prevent the owner of the roof from sealing off the pipe. Rabbi Chama Omar Eino Ma'akev. Rabbi Chama disagreeing with his son, saying that he cannot prevent it. The owner of the chotzer cannot stop the owner of the roof from sealing off the pipe. Also Shaile the Rabbi Bisa. They went and asked the grandfather his opinion. Omar Lahu Me'akev. And the grandfather, paskin like the grandson, that the owner of the chotzer can prevent the owner of the roof from sealing it off. Kori ole Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, upon looking at this family, referred to them as follows. V'achut ha-meshulosh lo b'mehiro yinotek. The three-stranded rope, or cord, will not quickly fall apart. Namely, three generations of scholars in the family is a sign of Torah strength, and the strength will be manifest by the fact that in future generations, Torah will come back to that family, will stay in that family. So he says that posuk ze Rabbi Yoshaya benosh Rabbi Chamo benosh Rabbi Bisa. It's a reference to them. The Rashbam comments on this. And says, Lo b'mehera yinote, k'd'darshino nami mipi zaracha o mipi zera zaracha. This is a posuk that we refer to often in the davening. Midor shlishi v'elech, Torah machzeres alachsanya shela. From the third generation onwards, if a family is successful of keeping Torah in its midst for three generations, which is not an easy task. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere raises the question, why is it that the children of Talmidei Chachamim themselves are often not Talmidei Chachamim? And the Gemara answers so that the impression that Torah is inherited should not be created. So that, in fact, it's an accomplishment of no minor dimension for a Talmud Chacham to, in fact, see that his son is also a Talmud Chacham, and all the more so, three generations. So one can say that possibly as a reward for overcoming that built-in difficulty, therefore Torah will remain in that family, we'll call it, as a reward for having overcome that difficulty. Tosfos also comments on this, the second Tosfos on the page, V'achut ha-meshulosh lo b'meiro yinotek, Kamo hoyu, there were many, Shehein, Vavosein, Vavos, Avoseim, Hoyu, Tamir Chachomim, V'lo komar aleim achut ha-meshulosh, Elohocha. And regarding those other examples, we don't find a big deal made out of it and this declaration being made that this is Hachut HaMeshulash, this is the three-stranded cord. Hainu taimo, lefi sheshloshtan ro'u ze eze. These were three generations that saw each other. In another comment, he says, V'ho demazkir Rabbi Shaya koidem Rabbi Chama oviv b'machlokes. And why is it that the Gemara mentioned the opinion of the son before that of his father in this particular machlokes? He answers, "Lefi shehaya godol yoser midai, kide Omar, Rabbi Yoshaya was greater than his father," as the Gemara in Erevin illustrates, "Libon shel rishonim kepesach echal ze Rabbi Yoshaya." When referring to the generations of Talmid Chachomim, he says the early generations were open-minded, they were broad-minded, with great intellectual capacity in Torah learning, and it says that was a reference to Rabbi Yoshaya, V'yomar Nami, Rabbi Yoshaya Bedoro, Rabbi Meir Bedoro. Also, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Yoshaya was in his generation like Rabbi Meir in his, Shelo Yochlu Chaver V'lamod Al Sov Daito, because of his great depth and analysis, his colleagues weren't able to plummet to the depths of his thoughts. Continuing in the Gemara, Sulam HaMitzri Ein Lo Chazaka. Hechi Domi Sulam HaMitzri. As when we're reading the Mishnah, there was no description of Sulam HaMitzri. There was a description at section 3 of the Mishnah dealing with the Chalon HaMitzris. But in section 2, there was no description. Hence, the Gemara is obligated to clarify what is the nature of the Suma Mitzri that concerning which we said Ein Lo Chazoka. Amri de Rabbi Yanai, Kol She'ein Lo Arbo Chavokin. Any ladder that does not have four rungs, three rungs or less, would be classified as Sulam HaMitzris. Continuing, Chalon HaMitzris, Ein Lo Chazoka. The Gemara asks, concerning a point we just raised, Maishno Gabi Sulam Delo Meforesh, why is it that by the Sulam section of the Mishnah, the dimensions were not clarified? Umai Shno Gabi Chalon de Meforesh, and why is it that when talking about the Chalon, did the Tanakama mention the dimensions? What did the Tanakama say? He said, what is a Chalon HaMitzri? It says, Kol She'ein Rosh HaSholem Yochol Yikonez L'Soicha. The more answers, why by the Chalon did the Tanakama mention something about dimension? Mishum de Koboi Iflugi Rabbi Yehuda B'Seifa. This was in anticipation of Rabbi Yehuda appearing, also dealing with the nature of the window. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form. In this case, we see a diamond. To understand better what it's going to do, let's glance at the side. We have the Nosei Mivneh heading. The diamond is a reference to Machlokas Amoraim, a controversy between Amoraic sages. Im Baal Hachotzer Yochol Limchois Al Psichas Chalon Tsuri Lemala Me'arba Amois. Can the owner of a Chotzer protest the opening of a Chalon Tsuri at a height of more than 4 amas from the ground? The Gemara now inside. Omar Rabbi Zera. Lamato mi dalid amois yesh loy chazoka v'yochol limchois. That if there's a chalon tsuri, chalon tsuri being the larger type window, if it is under 4 amas from the karka habayis, from the floor of the house, and it's there, and the owner of the chotzer has not protested, the owner of the chotzer can no longer protest. That's what yesh lo chazoka. The owner of the house has a chazoka that his window can remain there. And as something that gains a chazoka, it's also something that is protest worthy. As we've said many times before, that if something doesn't draw protest, so then you can't gain a chazoka. Chazoka is a function of the silence of the party that otherwise would be affected. However, lamalo me'arba amois, ein lo chazoka. If this chalon tsuri is above 4 amas, so it doesn't grant the owner of the house a chazoka to have the window remain there. V'eino yochol limchos. The owner of the chotzer cannot protest it being opened. Rabbi Allah Omar Afilu Lamala Me'arba Amois Ein Lo Chazoka. Even at a height of more than 4 amas, though, as we said earlier, Ein Lo Chazoka, however, here's the point of contrast, the Yochol Limchois. The owner of the Chotzer can protest it. We have, with the markings, dashed underlined the point of difference. On the issue of Lamala, Me'arba Amos, Rabbi Zera said, Eino Yochol Limchos, and Rabbi Lo says, Yochol Limchos. Let's take a look at the Rashbam, elaborates a bit, beginning with Rabbi Zera. The Rashbam, the first line under the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Zera, Lamata midalad amos mikarka habayis kotoni mas nisin, that within four amos of the floor of the house, the Mishnah tells us, the chalon suri yeshlo chazoka, the kevadika tarti, there are two elements. Shehu godoil v'namuch, it's a large window and it's low. It's within four amos of the ground. V'yichon listakim imenu b'chotzer, and since it's within four amos, people can peer through it from inside the house into the chotzer. Yesh lo chazoka. Shelo hoya ze manichoi la sois. The owner of the chotzer would not have let the owner of the house make such a window. Alavade b'rishuso asa. It must be that there had been an arrangement. He had granted him permission. V'imbo shcheno livnos. And if the neighbor, namely the owner of the chotzer, wants to build something opposite that window, now, at this later point, hadin lisrachek, he has to distance himself, meaning leave light space, leave air space opposite that window. Kidisnan achalonis milamanon ulamilamaton umikenegdon dalad amos. This is a point we've seen several times earlier in the Masechet. V'im bo achshov echod mehem liftor achalon suri lamato mi dalad amos mikarka habayis. If someone comes now to open up a window within four amas of the floor of the house, Shcheno yochol limchoyis biyodu makfo shelo yiftach. It's an issue of a new window opening. This is the time, before it's open, this is the time to protest and say, I don't want it opening. Continuing in the Gemara wants to know, what is the source of controversy? What's the point of controversy? Lema bekoifen almidas stom kol miflugi. This is a suggestion we find in the Shas. When you see the expression lema, you know almost all the time it's rejected. But the suggestion for the time being is maybe the machlokus is whether or not we can enforce behavior that is enforced behavior that was characteristic of Sodom, namely where one benefits and the other suffers no loss. Can we say you cannot protest? Why prevent the other fellow from benefiting? You're not losing. The Rabbeinu Gershom, the lower part of the narrow section, Bekoifen Almidas Snom, Dovar She'ein Mazik Lo, something that doesn't bother you, Umo'il L'Chavero, and helps the friend, is beneficial to your friend, Kagon Chalon L'Malo Mi Dalet Amos, a window above four Amos. As far as the owner of the window, he benefits by having a window in his house. As far as the owner of the Chotzer, since it's high above the ground, it doesn't hurt him. Rabbeinu Gershom goes on introducing the Gemara, the Rabbi Zera Sovar. We saw Rabbi Zera that says, Eino Yoho Limchos. He holds that the owner of the Chotzer cannot protest, Sovar. Koifin will force him not to behave like Sodom. Shelo Ya'akev, don't prevent him. It doesn't hurt you. Let him benefit. Ulohachi Komar Shein Yoho Limchos. Rabbi Iloh Sovar Yoho Limchos. Rabbi Iloh held that the owner of the chotzer can protest the opening of the window, because over the ein kofin, that we don't force people to cease from Sodom behavior. You want to behave like Sodom? So ein kofin al midas, that we don't force you. The Gemara continues and says that is not the subject of controversy here. But let's read that inside. Again, beginning of the line with the star, lema bekofin al midas Sodom komiflihi, the more sovar Koifin, Rabbi Zera, who said, Eino Yochol Imchos, the owner of the Chotzer cannot protest, we force him, Almida Stom, not to behave like Stom. Don't prevent him from something that he'll enjoy and won't hurt you. Umar Sova, Rabbi Lo, who said, Yochol Imchos, that the owner of the Chotzer can protest, Sover ein kofin, that we don't force him to cease from Sodom behavior. The Gemara says, no, let's not analyze it thusly, lo. The Kuli Almo Koifin, Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Lo would both agree that Koifin, Almidas, and we don't let a person behave in such a selfish fashion. However, here it's not a function of selfishness. For Shiny Hacha, here there is an issue of loss. In other words, benefit to one, but at the expense of the other. How's that? The Omar Lay, and of course we're right now analyzing within Shitas Rabbi Iloh. What did Rabbi Iloh say? That the owner of the Chotzer can protest, and his protestation is not Sdom-like. Why is that? The Omar Lay, the owner of the Chotzer can say, Zimnin de Moisvis Sharshifa Tusach V'kaimis. Even though the window currently is above 4 amas from the floor, there's nothing preventing you from taking a little bench, a sharshifa, some type of stool or bench, and standing on the bench, increasing your height, and then making the window accessible for you to peer through. And that will bother me. That will interfere with my privacy. Hahu de Asa Lekame de Rabbi Ami. There was an incident of someone who wanted to make a chalon tsuri more than 4 amas from the ground, and the owner of the chotzer wanted to prevent it. So the case came initially to Rabbi Ami, Shadre Lekame de Rabbi Abba Bar Momo. And then Rabbi Ami sent it to Rabbi Abba. Amar lei, Ovid lei, kerebi ila. I want to paskin, like Rebbe Ila, that the owner of the chotzer is able to protest the fear of the stool being placed under the window, and hence owner of the house could peer through it and interfere with the Bala chotzer's privacy. Amar Shmuel, ula oira, a window made for light purposes, afilu kolshu, even if it's a very small window, yesh loy chazaka. That means that the window, which is made for light purposes, is there to be permanently there. And the owner of the chotzer is aware of this. So once it's set in place, he can no longer protest it. And all the dinim of preserving the effectiveness of that window, especially if it's an issue of light, have to be maintained. The Mishnah. Haziz ad tefach yesh lo chazaka v'yochol limchois. Pochos mi tefach ein lo chazaka v'ein yochol limchos. The issue of the ziv is illustrated in illustration 483 in the Pirush Chai, and as you'll see also in illustration 486. What one is viewing is a wall with a protrusion referred to as ziz. This was an item useful for the owner of the roof to hang things on. This had other useful possibilities for the fellow who owned the roof. So this ziz, as the Mishnah says, up till a tefach there is a chazaka. And let's take a look at the Rashbam, the bottom of the page. Haziz at tefach yesh lo chazaka, mi sheyesh lo koisel somoch lechotzer chavero. One owns a wall, a structure that's facing the chotzer of his friend, courtyard of his friend. V'hotzi ziz tefach boleit mikoslo lechotzer chavero, and the ziz, this protrusion, protrudes a distance of a tefach into the airspace of the chotzer. Havi chazoka, vein ba'al chotzer yochol livnois shom binyan lister es haziz. The idea of it having a chazoka means that the owner of the chotzer can now no longer build some structure that would interfere with the ziz. The kulei hai lo havi shovik le ba'al chotzer lo ziz tefach b'chotzero v'lo rishusel. A person who owns a chotzer, and hence the airspace of the chotzer, would not allow someone to interfere with his airspace by having things overhanging it, even if when the overhanging is a tefach, that's considered a large amount. And if you see a ziz, in fact, there it must have been, because the owner of the wall got rishus from the owner of the chotzer. Shere yochol limchos, g'diktoni v'yosil, u'midolo micho b'soch shalosh. From the fact that the owner of the chotzer remained silent for 3 years, it's evidence that he had given rishus for it to be placed there. Let's take a look also at the Rashbam at the top of Omid Beis. V'yochol limchos, we said that a ziz, it's a tefach dimension, the owner of the chotzer can protest. Rashbam says, klomar habo lehotzi ziz tefach, betchila lechotzer chaveru yochol limchos bo baal chotzer shelo lemalo savir chotzero. The owner of the chotzer can say, I don't want you filling up my chotzer, the airspace of my chotzer, with your protrusions. Velo amrinon ze nehne vezeino chotzer. We don't say, well, guy with the roof and the wall, he benefits. Guy, owner of the chotzer, doesn't lose. Devada iko chisoron. There is a loss to the owner of the chotzer. Can amrinon begemora gabi ziz pochos mitefach. The migu de mishtamish baal hagag beziz roe bechotzer vika hezek ria. The immediate sense of loss is that since he's using this protrusion, the owner of the roof who wants to hang things on this, while he leans over to hang things on his ziz, he also looks into the chotzer, interfering with the fellow's privacy. The Gemara, Omer of Asi, Omer Rabbi Moni, V'Amri Lo, Omer of Yankov, Omer Rabbi Moni. The squiggle underline of the expression V'Amri Lo indicates a second alternative or possibility. Here we're dealing with alternatives as far as names are concerned. Who is quoting Rabbi Moni? The first Loshen has Rabbi Asi quoting him, the second one has Rabbi Yaakov quoting him. And in our marking system, we often employ the squiggle underline to highlight two possibilities. What does he say? He says the following phrase that we have in quotation marks, a quote of his comment: "Hichzik betefach, hichzik be'arba." The Gemara, as our no say heading on the side indicates, is going to be involved with Hezber l'divrei Rabbi Moni. Let's try to explain what he just said. Hechzik betefach, hechzik bedalid. The Gemara asks, "My komar." And oftentimes, when you see the expression "my komar," it's important to understand what is the difficulty of what was said, in order to appreciate what is trying to be solved. So, for this, let's take a look at the Rashbam. "My komar," the beginning of the Gemara commentary. The mashma, the hochi komar, shim hechzik bo yisua ziz aruch tefach. It sounds from Rabbi Moni's comment that if he had a ziz, a tefach length, yochol lehotzi kemo kein ziz ar bo'o. If you have a tefach, he can stick it out four. The kevon dehichzik beziz tefach, ichzik nami ba'ar bo'o. That since he had it extending one tefach, so he has a right to have it extend four tefachim. Umilsa below taimahu, something that's unexplainable. If he agreed to one tefach, doesn't mean he agreed to four. So, what is the explanation? The Gemara goes on, Omer Abai, Hochi Komar. And to appreciate this, we can take advantage of illustration 483 in the Pirush Chai. The Gemara says, Hichsik Rochav Tefach. The Meshech arba, hichsik berochav arba. I personally found this also to be vague. So we'll look at the Rashbam, who offers a clear explanation. Hachi komar, hichsik beziz shehu rochav tefach. You had a protrusion whose dimension was one tefach wide, ba'orech dalid tefachim bolet min hakoysu lachutz. It protruded four tefachim into the chotzer airspace. So, if one had a rather narrow ziz, one tefach of ziz width protruding into the airspace of four tefachim, the ruling is as follows: Hichsik nami beziz shehu rochov bedalid al dalid oirech. He's allowed to have the ziz instead of one tefach wide, it can be now four tefachim wide, extending into the airspace four tefachim. So you'll essentially have a little platform measuring four tefachim by four tefachim. The kevon deniach lo oirech shel mokoim choshuv. Since the owner of the airspace of the chotzer, who owns the airspace, allowed an oirech, a length of four tefachim into his airspace. That's the concept of mokom choshev is four tefachim. Since he already allowed four tefachim of use protruding into his chotzer, nisratzelo nami baruch boy, he can be assumed to have approved already, or pre-approved, a width, a platform width of four tefachim. The ain mokoim choshuv bepochos midalid al dalid. The minimum dimension of a mokoim choshuv, of a place of significance, is 4x4. V'u adin she'im hichsik berochav tefach b'meshech asara lo hichsik ki'im berochav dalid. Avo im hichsik berochav tefach b'meshech gimel. If, however, he had a ziz that was a tefach wide, protruding into the airspace of three tefachim, lo hichsik berochav gimel, elamash hichzik hichsik velo yoiser. If it was one tefach wide, three tefach of airspace, that's it. He can't assume anything more than that. Back in the Gemara, pochos mitefach ein loy chazaka v'eino yochol limchois. A ziz that measures less than a tefach doesn't gain permanency, and the owner of the chotzer likewise cannot protest. As far as what we just said, this will be subject of the controversy as far as the Gemara is concerned. Before we go on, let's take a look at the note on the side, because we're now encountering a new geometric form as far as this omid is concerned, namely the diamonds. We have a note on the outside margin, nose mivneh. The diamonds are machlokis Rav Huna Rav Yehuda legabi ziz pochos mitefach I bal hachotzer yochol limchois bebal hagag Shelo Yotzienu, or Shelo Lishtameshbo. So you have a ziz whose dimension is less than a tefach. Can the owner of the chotzer protest the use of that by the Baal HaGad? Amar Rav Huna, lo shonu, that ein yochol limchos, who is it that the Mishnah was referring to when he says he cannot protest? Elo bal hagag bebal achotzer, namely, the owner of the ziz cannot prevent the owner of the chotzer from using that ziz. Aval baal hachotzer bebaal hagag yochol limchos. However, the owner of the chotzer can in fact prevent the owner of the roof from extending a very small protrusion, namely a protrusion of less than a tefach. And if he did extend one already, the owner of the chotzer can say, I don't want you using it. For Rabbi Yehuda Omar, afilu baal chotzer v'baal agag eino yochol limchos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Huna and says even the owner of the chotzer cannot protest. What might be the explanation of this machlokes? So the Gemara suggests lema. As we've said before, the word lema indicates a suggestion that will not last. That's the case well over 95% of the time you see the word lema. Lema behezek rio komiflegi. Maybe the point of difference between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is the issue of privacy infringement. Damar savar shmei hezek. Rav Huna, who said that the Baal HaChotzer is able to protest against the Baal HaGag from extending the protrusion, he says that Hezek Rio Shmei Hezek, that it's considered a real infringement, and hence, when he expresses his concern, I don't want my privacy being violated, when you come to use your small protrusion, you're going to be looking into my Chotzer, and that will bother me. Umor Sovar, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the Baal HaChotzer cannot protest, he might hold Lav Shmei Hezek. It's not a consideration, the issue of infringement of privacy. The Gemara rejects this analysis. Lo, the Kuli Alma Shmei Hezek, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that privacy infringement is a reality, is a consideration. So then, if that's the case, if it's generally speaking a consideration, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal HaChotzer cannot protest? V'shayni hocha. This is different. The Omar Lei, the owner of the Ziz Kintaina, he can explain, the Tashmishta lo chozi. For regular use, it's too small for regular use. Lemai chozi, what might it be useful for? Lemitlo bei midi, to hang things on it. Mehadarno apoi v'talino bei, when I come to hang things from this small protrusion, I'll turn my head away and I won't look. So your privacy will not be infringed. V'idoch Rav Huna, who says that the Baal HaChotzer is able to protest, Omar Lei, the owner of the chotzer can say, Zimnin de Beitas, you might be afraid. In other words, when you're hanging over to hang something, you're bending over to hang something on there, you might be afraid of falling, so you're going to be looking to make sure that everything's all right. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. We'll find him about seven lines from the wide lines under the Gemara. In the middle of the line, we have squiggle underline Rav Huna's name. Rav Huna Amar Lei, Zimnin Be'itas Lipol Min Agag, Kishetamoid Bisfas Hagag. You might be fear-struck when you're fear-struck from falling from the roof, when you're standing at the edge of the roof. V'toshuach Litlois Dover Al Haziz, and you will bend over to hang something on this is velota hader apcha, and you won't turn your head away like the other Deah said he would do, and you won't turn your head away velota tevosh mlistaka b'chatzeri, and you won't be embarrassed or restrained from looking into my chotzer velota hey nitpas keganov, and because of this explanation of why you're looking into my chotzer, you wouldn't be suspect of looking there with thievery intentions, but because you don't want to fall, dafilu kilo beitas titon kach, and what my fear is even when you're not afraid of falling, you're still going to say that you're looking because you're afraid to fall. V'tomer machmas b'yitusa lo hadarna apoi hilkoch v'hilkoch iko hezek ri'ya. Continuing with the Mishnah, lo yiftach adam chaloy noisav l'chotzer ha'shutfin. If there was a house and there were no windows, a person's not entitled to open his windows into the chotzer, even though the owner of the house has a hold in the chotzer, he's a shutuf in the chotzer. Lokach bayis b'chotzer acheres. Lo yiftecheno b'chotzer hashutfin. The person bought a house that opens to a particular courtyard. He should not create an opening into a jointly held chotzer that might be on the other side of the house. Bono aliyah al gabi beisoy. Loi yiftecheno l'chotzer ha'shutfin. Elohim rotza boina es ha'cheder lifnim mi beiso, ubone alio agabi beiso, uposcho l'toch beiso. This section of the Mishnah will be dealt with by the Gemara. The Gemara asks, my irya l'chotzer ha'shutfin. Why does the Mishnah teach a case of not opening windows to a jointly held chotzer? Afilu l'chotzer chavero nami lo, even if it's a privately held chotzer, it would not be allowed. Why does the Mishnah emphasize not opening windows onto a jointly held chotzer? The Gemara answers, lo mibaya komar, in the lo mibaya fashion, as will be explained. Lo mi baya, I don't have to teach the chotzer chavero de lo. That's obvious, that opening windows from my house into your privately held chotzer, where you are the only owner of the chotzer, that's obvious that by my opening windows onto your chotzer, that would be an infringement of privacy. Aval the chotzer ha'shutfin. However, if it were a function of opening windows onto a jointly held chotzer, for example, the owner of the house also is a part owner of the chotzer. One might have thought the amale, the owner of the house, could taina, could claim to the other owner of the chotzer. Sof sof ha bois itztanui minoi b'chotzer. You have to anyway exercise restraint in terms of privacy from me when I'm in the chotzer. So what difference does it make to you whether I'm in the chotzer when you're exercising restraint or whether I'm in my house? Komash Malon, the chidush of the Mishnah, reveals to us the following. D'omarle, the owner of the partner in the chotzer can say, ad ho'idno, until you open the windows, as long as there were no windows, b'chotzer have bo'ino itztanui minoch. Only while you were in the chotzer did I have to concern myself with your presence. When you weren't in the chotzer, I was free to do what I wanted to do. Hashta, now that you've opened windows from your house onto the chotzer, afilu b'bayis nami bo'ino itznui minoch. When you're in the house, I'm also going to have to exercise restraint. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source in the Shas Ozer pre-Mark Gemara edition. Sections that you find frames around are of Tanaic origin, either Mishnayos or Brises. So here we have a source that is of Tanaic origin. Tana Rabbanan, Maise Ba'odom Echad, She Posach Chaloinov L'chotzer Ashutfin. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that there was no protest when the windows were opened, and there was no immediate protest. However, after a while, there was protest. Ubo lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo, ichzakto b'ni ichzakto. Since you opened the windows and there was no immediate protest, he is of the opinion that la'alter havi chazaka. He's of the opinion that immediately, if there's no protest, one can gain chazaka rights. Ubo lifnei Rabbi Chiya, Amar yagato uposachto, lech yaga v'sosom. You made effort to open the window, go make effort to seal it up. He is of the opinion that chazaka is not gained until the passage of 3 years. Omar Rav Nachman, the listoim la'alter have chazaka. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. The listoim im hichzik b'chalon gimel shanim b'chotzer ha'shutfin. Person had a window 3 years open to a jointly held chotzer, ubo chavero v'sosmo. What does that mean? Shebono koisel kenegdo v'ushosak. And one of the partners in the chotzer proceeded to build a wall opposite this window. And the owner of the window, the owner of the house, remained silent. La'alter havyachazoka laze hasoisem. Shalo yiftach oid chavero ela birshuso. This would be an indication that the owner of the house can no longer open up a window unless he got express approval. The fact that he had the window open for 3 years before this wall was built, since he remained quiet when the wall was being built. Now, in the Gemara, we'll see that. She'ein odom osui she'sosmen oro b'fono v'shoseik. Why is there immediate chazaka? Because under normal circumstances, a person would not remain quiet when his light is being removed, meaning his house is being darkened. So if he kept quiet, there's an indication that they must have reached some type of arrangement for this to be. With this, we conclude our shiur for today.